The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. So, who was the guy that just took his stick and absolutely crunched that dude in the onions off the faceoff for the Blues?
That was Troy Brower.
Troy Brower took his stick and just absolutely
got Dominic Rousseau right in the tough spot,
right in the satchel page.
That's it.
He got him. He got him like hard, right in front of the ref. No call. Is that a penalty? Did you think that was a penalty?
Yeah, I thought it was a penalty, and nobody saw it, but he got him, clearly got his stick up in that region. You just, he knew where his stick was. You can't do that.
They were facing off, and they had nothing to do with the drop of the puck. They were behind the drop of the puck. They were standing behind the linesman, and he took his stick and just rammed it right into his home plate region hard, and the guy dropped to the ice. Did you think he dove, or do you think he was in pain?
I don't know. It looked like there was a lot of force behind it. I would say that he was in pain.
I would say he was in pain, too. 1-0. I'm sure the Blues are in pain after that goal. What'd you say the guy's name was? Bo what?
That would be Bo Horvat.
Bo Horvat had the goal on a power play, 12 seconds into the power play. So the Canucks lead 1-0 over the Blues. We already know what happened today. The Flyers beat the Canadiens 2-1. So they take a 1-0 lead in that series. Provorov had a power play goal. Farabee had a goal as well for the Flyers. In the Avs win, everybody knows what happened. Rantanen, Kampfer, Kadri, the goal scorers. Kadri, a power play goal from Makar and McKinnon. McKinnon had an assist with Landeskog on a Rantanen goal. That one made it 3-0. They scored all three goals in the third period. It was a 0-0 hockey game after two periods. It's for all on the bench.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Carver Hyde just told me that I'm a wussy because I told him I've been playing basketball with a knife in my back since Sunday. So I play basketball every day. And I, you know the story. If you're a fan of the show, you know I talk a lot about basketball. But I don't care what you think. If you don't like it, go to bed. Have a sandwich. I'll tell you what, it pays off in spades, doesn't it, when I'm winning you all kinds of money betting on NBA games because I know so much about basketball, right? Now, listen, not every single day, not every single game, not every single play I get right. There's no denying that I get games wrong, but I hit so many bets in basketball, it's sickening. It really is. It should be a federal offense. And then everybody knows PharrellOnTheBench.com. I do it in NHL. I'm looking for a 4-0 day in the NHL today. Any way you slice it, even if I go 3-1, I'm still making you money. So baseball, same thing. There is no denying, though, I feel like the betting in baseball is harder right now with the pressure of the 60-gamer. What are we, almost 20 games into it? I mean, are we like around 17, 18 games, Carver High? So, I mean, every game matters, and it's just harder. I think there's the pitching's been bad. I think it's been, you know, high ERAs, giving up a lot of runs, et cetera. And I think the bullpens have been bad. I think the hitters have been bad. There's only a few guys lighting it up. You know that. We talked about Charlie Blackmon today on Coast to Coast. He's hitting 500. But they got their ass beat today. The Diamondbacks, who I think are bottom of the barrel, they beat the Rockies ass. You know why? In that ballpark, it's like playing wiffle ball. I mean, it is. There are guys, every guy up hits a home run. Every guy up hits a triple or a double. I mean, it's almost like it's they should have never built it there, to be honest with you. I mean, think about it. They gave them a ball club. They've had some semblance of success there, fair enough. They've done decent. They've had a couple of good years, right? But would you argue that that's candy ass playing in that stadium with, you know, guys having, I mean, they have like 20, 30 run games, 50 hit games. Like, what is that? I mean, that's there's just not right. It's just not good for baseball, if you ask me. And I love Denver. It's a great city. I love the Rocky Mountains. I've been there a million times. I've lived there. It's just a Gandhi state. I love it. But don't even tell me baseball should be played there, honestly, in that wicked.
Well, I remember a couple of years ago, remember how they tried selling you, we're going to put the balls in these humidifiers. You know, we're going to put the balls in the humidifiers, and it's going to help the ball from flying out of the ballpark. Sure, it did. Good job. And you put the ball in the humidifier before they bring it out on the field. Calm down. You still score 20 runs a game there.
Do you know the guy that does the commercials for Burger King, the fat black guy that does the commercials? He eats like two Whoppers at once, and he's really funny. Do you know who I'm talking about? He's really good at it. Do you know that he's the same guy that does the Popeye's chicken commercial when he goes, just something special. We got something special going on between us. Have you ever seen him when he's talking to the sandwich?
No, I honestly zone a lot of these commercials out. I got no idea what's going on.
What did you think of having he's doing double is what I'm saying. He's on Popeyes and he's on the Burger King commercial.
Now I think that they're owned by the same company.
Okay. Well, he says in the Burger King commercial, he's like, I'm out of here before you even catch on. You might be lying that I get two Whoppers for $5. He goes, you might be lying. He goes, give me my money. I got to go. You could be lying to me right now. I love it. And then there's another version of it where he's like eating it and he's like slicing onions, tomatoes. He's like, the only problem here is there's not two mouths to eat these at the same time. He's got like two Whoppers in his hands. I love that dude. Anyway, I don't think they should play baseball in Rotto. I don't. It's football is bad enough. You know that you've got an advantage when the kicker on the team has like some charity that if he kicks a 65 yarder, like everyone in the state of Colorado gets like a free beer. You know that the guy, the 65 yarder is almost like a drunk college kid getting to kick at let's say the Big Ten game at halftime from 40 yards out barefoot. And if he hits the field goal, he gets 10 grand or something. That's about what that's like. That guy, what's his name? McManus or something.
Brandon McManus. Yes.
He's already predicting like 80 yard field goals and
well,
such.
If he breaks the NFL record this year, everybody in Denver gets a cold one.
That's what it is. That and the record 65 or something, or is it 60?
I believe it's 65 is where it's at.
So somebody eventually beat Dempsey, the guy that died. Oh, Manis is the one that did it, or was it the guy in Detroit? The kicker, the guy that got the Dewey, and then he eventually got his life together, and he just Prater, is that his name?
Yes, Prater has the record at 64. So Prater with the 64 yarder. Dempsey had 63, which was tied by Elam, Janikowski, David Akers, and Graham Gano. Why 65 is the number for McManus. They want to see him beat the Prater number.
So I'm just glad I could remember two field goal kickers' names in distant cities. You know what I mean? Like that I can remember that is a great sign because I have early for Alzheimer's. But Carver High said that I'm a wussy because so people can understand what it's like. Because he'll never admit this stuff on the air. He never does. But I'll just say what he said to me. He goes, I said, listen, I've been playing with this knife in my back. It's just killing me. He's like, God damn, you're such a wussy. And I was like, what? What did you say to me? Because I just want to play ball. And I don't have time for like a knife in my back, like a bleeding back. Like I'm just bleeding to death in agony. I feel like I have slipped discs. And if I do, I'm finished. Because I can tell you, once you do that, like you blow out a disc or something in your back, you're done. You won't do anything. You'll be able to get off of the couch. I told you the story. My dog has blown out his knee, and he's already blown out another one. The Blues have scored with a... So the dog has blown out both knees now. It's had major reconstructive knee surgery once on the right leg. Now he's blown out the left leg, and he's having surgery, I think, Tuesday on his knee. And what is today, like Wednesday or something? So anyway, my dog now with, you know, his knee blown out, can't walk. So the dog is on morphine, and he's just literally riding the lightning. I mean, this dog is so high. I mean, to tell you, this dog has not moved in like 3 days. It's literally just, it is so out of it and just completely crippled on morphine that he can't even, he can barely go outside at all to go to the bathroom. Like you have to carry him out the door. Now I got a harness for him. I'm like, you'd think I was at the metal end of the harness racing.
I gotta see you dragging this 200-pound dog around.
I'll film it tomorrow when I do it so that I can send it to Sports Grid and they can show me girdling up my dog, my 200-pound dog. I got a girdle wrapped around his onions, and I lift him up because he can't walk. His leg's blown out. He's completely flat tire, like the tire flew off the car. It's in the desert. The guy's parked on the side of the road. Cars are driving by him doing 80, giving him the finger. That's how bad this dog's got a blown out tire. But I got a blown out back, and I broke my arm too playing Saturday. I got some dude bone on bone on my arm, and I have the worst like broken arm bone like bruise, deep, just wicked bruise. And Carver High's like, dude, you're such a wussy. And I was like, I'm going to come out there. I'll give you something to think about. Something. So the Blues have tied it up, and I'm watching the end of the Clipper game. And I just wanted to say that the Clippers never miss a shot.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, for on the bench, what do you have for me, Carver High? You got a special treat here or something?
Earlier on, you were talking about the Mighty 1090, and I happen to have in my possession something that you might want to hear. Mr. Cardano sent it over to me. Let's take a listen, Scotty.
Pure f***ing attitude.
The all-new and mightier 1090.
From the Baja to San Diego to Orange County to Los Angeles and the Central Coast.
And straight up your a-
The new generation of radio. SoCal Sports Talk. The all-new and mightier 1090.
How about that? The first promo there. You got to hear it for the Mightier 1090.
I like it.
Awesome stuff. What do you think?
I like it. I like it. I thought that was awesome. Like, I really like that. They've been running this this stunt loop thing out there in Southern California about on 1090 about the history of the station. And it's got this... You know, it's got this big chunk of it is dedicated to Wolfman Jack. And obviously, Carver High, you know that a million people have called my show over the years and asked me if I was Wolfman Jack, right?
Yes, they
and,
are.
But I, that's, you know, very flattering to me, if you ask me, because Wolfman Jack was a radio god, just an absolute titan in radio. And he did his show on that station. That's where he did it, in LA. And back in the day, that was it. And so they run this big loop, and there's a big chunk of it dedicated to Wolfman Jack, and it's really cool. And you know, it's great. I'm excited because I have a history there. I lived there for a long time, and I love it there. I go there on vacation a lot. I'm willing to say that I'm a fan of the area. I love it there. I could live there again in 5 minutes tomorrow. So for me, it was always cool being on there. It's a great station. And back in the day, I was on, you know, the Mighty 690 and all the rest. Then it became Mighty 1090. But it's just fantastic. You know, people don't understand, and I'll, you know, just be brief. Like, the station literally, it goes from, you know, heaven to hell. It is belly to belly, the most powerful radio signal you've ever heard in your life. You can hear it in San Diego. You can hear it in Santa Barbara. You can hear it north of Los Angeles. You can hear it everywhere. Orange County, Los Angeles. You can hear it in San Diego, up and down the Central Coast. You can hear it everywhere from the Baja to literally above Lipstick City. And all I know is I tell people you can hear it in Vegas. I mean, this thing booms like a mother forever. I mean, it booms like nothing you've ever seen in your life, this station. 24 million people can hear that radio signal. That's crazy. That's just absolutely crazy. And then you can't even deny it, Carver High. Like, I will say this emphatically over and over. So I live I live 25 minutes, 30 minutes from Manhattan, right? And if I listen to the AM, right? If I listen to the AM radio in New York, I can't hear where I live 30 minutes from Manhattan. I can't hear the Fan, 880 CBS. I cannot hear 1010 Winds, WABC 77. None of them. They all have static. I mean, you'd think I was in Antarctica. That's how far away it sounds like I am to that signal. And I'm just being honest. I'm not even kidding you. Now, I don't know about on Long Island. If you turn that AM on, does it come in? When you drive all the way out to your crib, does it get staticky?
The AM side, it doesn't get staticky. You can hear it. But now that most of these stations have gone to the FM signal as well, it's it's just a little bit different. I don't know if they just don't put it on as high or whatever, but you can hear it on Long Island.
Okay, well, where I live, you cannot hear it. So it comes in terribly. If you're driving in your car and you have it on, you want to kill yourself because it goes in and out. And it's absolute torture. It's like massive frequency problems, right? So to make the story shorter, this station in San Diego, they don't have that problem. They don't have that problem. So I tell the truth. I worked there for 25 years and it sucks. The stations in New York, they don't have any onions. They don't have any strength. And they just don't go anywhere. I don't know if it's the weather, the snow, the rain, the humidity, I don't know if it's the people, that there's 20 million people here or more. There's 9 million people in New York City. By the way, I sent you a story today. Everybody and their brother, 300 people a day are moving out of New York City. 300 people a day are moving out of New York City. Did you see that story I sent you?
I did read that story, and as being someone who lives on Long Island and not in New York City, but I can understand why that's happening.
Well, do you know that if you were to try to move right now out of New York City, you couldn't even get a moving van to do it. You'd have to do it yourself, and you would not get a truck. They don't have trucks available. They're all gone because they're taken. Everyone's moving. There's 300 people a day. So there's no trucks. There's no moving vans. No one will do it because there's so many people fleeing. So here's the deal. When there's 9 million people that live there and 25 million people, whatever, in the area, and there's so many people, it's so congested. Maybe that has something to do with it, but I can't hear those stations. In LA, you can hear this station all the way. If you were in heaven at the pearly gates and St. Peter said to you, "I'm sorry, son, your behavior is deplorable. We're sending you to hell immediately." You know what I would say to him? "Well, at least I can hear 1090 all the way down the slide." Because you can hear it all the way. There's no wavering. There's no frequency problems. There's no static. There's no in and out. It is just rock star status. So here's what I'm going to do, just so you know. I'm going to come on there, and I am just going to take over. That's what's going to happen. Know that. It's coming. Because they already know. The word's out. The word is out, and it's happening, and it is all going down. Oh, it's just going to be ugly. It's just going to be so ugly. Just going to be so ugly. Fantastic. What's next, Carver High? I'm going to end up having to move back out there, aren't I?
That would be the next step. That would be the logical next step, is for you to just flat out just go and live there.
Well, I mean, I'm going to take it over. Might as well move back there. I owned it once before. They had me on two stations before. That's how big I was. Hate me all you want. Call me whatever you want. Oh, listen to this guy talking about how big he is. Bro, I was on two stations. And I'm talking about before there was AM, FM frequencies. You know, with these stations like the Fan Air, they're on the AM side and on the FM side. They all have it now. ESPN does it. They all do it. Where they have the AM and FM signal. There's stations all over the country doing it now. But back in the day, I was on two different stations owned by two different companies. That's how big the show was. It was They put me on, all the AM stations and FM stations, but they were all different. They weren't owned by the same company like they all are now. I was working for two different companies carrying the show. So believe me, it just absolutely took over Los Angeles. I was on the same station with Howard Stern, and I mean, I kicked ass and took names like you have no idea. There wasn't a soul alive that didn't listen to it. Everyone listened. It was unbelievable. It was absolutely unbelievable. They had a bunch of other good shows on that station too. The FM, the KLSX I was on. That was badass. They screwed that station up too, like they screw up everything else in radio. These suits, they ruin everything. They really do. You wonder why they're all divorced and lonely. Because they can't even keep her happy, let alone people at a radio station. I've seen them butcher every station, the greatest stations in America that I've been on. I've been on all of them. I've seen them butcher every one of them. But like Sam the Butcher. Like, was there another butcher that killed people? Carver High, wasn't there
I think that we could find some people with a butchering background who took the cleaver out. I'm sure we could find a few.
There's plenty of those. Anyway, so we're going back on out there. It's going to be cool. Tomorrow on the show, I'll reveal when. Very exciting. I have to hold back on releasing that information right now due to threats from above. People threatening me now, telling me they'll have my tongue cut out of my throat, like this ovula over my head. Hopefully I'm on the right side. Every time I do everything, it's backwards. There it is, right behind me. Right over there. Right over there. I got to turn my hand that way. So who do you think is going to win, Carver High, the Biden and Kamala Harris or Liar? Who do you think is going to win?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
You know that chick and that Biden, that old man, that granny, they're going to slaughter him.
You know that I have major issues with all of the candidates. I don't like anybody. You know that. I hate everybody.
All the chicks and all the African Americans, all of them are going to vote for her. Every one of them. There's not a soul alive. And then the rest of them, I think I said today on Coast to Coast, everyone else that has no job, they're going to vote for him too. All right, for all on the bench. So the Dodgers lead the Padres 2-0. Runner on first. San Diego, two outs. They're at bat. And they're down 2-0 to the Dodgers at Chavez Ravine. Mariners lead the Rangers 4-2. Top eight, one out. They're up a pair of runs down in Arlington. The Yankees beat the Braves 6-3. Tanaka, they let him pitch four innings. I think he gave up two earned runs. But Frazier had a big season debut. Three hits, including a home run, scored twice. Clint Frazier getting involved.
Should be playing every single day. I don't understand why they do what they do with Clint Frazier. Scotty, you know this. Anytime he's in the lineup, what does he do? He hits.
He rakes.
He just hits. He rakes. I get it. He's a bit of a hack in the field. We'll find a way to fix that. Just get him out there every single day.
Like, they can't figure out a way to put him in the field?
He was an adventure out there last year, that's for sure. I mean, he had problems. I mean, he had balls flying over his head. He had all sorts of things happening. But he's too lethal at the plate. His bat is too good. You have to find a way to play him.
Well, why not make him the DH?
Yeah, well, now you can do that. You know, you're going to be able to do that with Stanton out right now. And who knows with Judge, too. But you're going to have an opportunity now with Stanton gone. You can put him in the DH a little bit more.
I just need to look. So, here we go. I just need to look because they had him. They had Ford as the DH. So I don't understand. Frazier was playing right field.
Oh, so Clint got out to right. So there you go. He did get out in the field tonight. He might have worked. You know, listen, I'm sure he spent the whole offseason working on it. It was such a problem for the Yankees last year. He had to have worked on his play out in the outfield. What's going to get him in the game?
How about LeMahieu, 4-for-5, 2 runs, an RBI. He's hitting .431.
Yeah,
he continues to be the best player on the Yankees for 2 years in a row. He's the best player. And you know the difference. You know the difference between him and Aaron Judge? He plays every day. He's not a wussy like Judge who plays, you know, 5 games a month and then he's shut down.
Well, you
know
Judge wanted to play tonight.
He's hurt again.
He wanted to play. Aaron told him no. Judge wanted to play tonight.
Well, if he had tightness, I wouldn't have played him either. Because the tightness leads to tears. Your boy Judge, with his health history, if he tells you he's got a tweak, I'd send him on to the Caribbean for 3 days.
Bubble wrap.
I mean, honestly, the Red Sox lost to the Rays 9-5 and Blake Snell. The White Sox beat the Tigers 7-5. Diamondbacks 13-7 over the Rockies. A's 8-4 over the Angels. Cubs 7-2 over the Indians. The Marlins in a wild game in Buffalo tonight over the Blue Jays, 14-11 in 10 innings. The Royals beat the Reds 5-4. The Orioles beat the Phillies 5-4. Astros 5-1 over the Giants. Twins 12-2 over the Brewers. Mets 11-6 over the Nationals. I gave you a lot of winners today, Carver High. And did you hear about Greinke tonight, what he was doing?
No, what happened to him?
So Greinke had him eating out of his palms tonight. So Greinke won 5-1. And I have to check his numbers here real quick. Let's see. So Maldonado hit a 3-run shot, whatever. I just need to see the Houston pitching. Here you go. Greinke, 6 1/3, 7 hits, 1 run, 1 earned, 1 walk, 7 Ks. So he was telling the batters in the game what he was going to throw them, and they were still striking out. So he was like, fastball, it's coming right now. And they literally knew what the pitch was going to be, and they still were striking out. That's the story that I'm seeing right now. They're selling that story. Like, I just got the story. Greinke calls his pitches, still gets the strikeouts, and then they're going to show me, I'm sure. So he made his fourth start. He delivered his second straight quality start. Folks are talking about it. It appeared he was calling out signs and signaling his pitches to his catcher. Stadium was empty, and because he wasn't subtle, that meant letting the opposition know exactly what was coming. And then there's a video of it. And then there's Greinke motioning with 2 fingers the way catchers tend to for breaking balls before coercing a whiff on a slider. He's calling his own. Are you watching it?
I just watched the video of it, yeah.
So I'm watching right now. He just did it. I saw him do it. He did the 2-finger slider. And they still couldn't hit it. Whether or not he was conducting a social experiment on how or little knowing what's coming matters is anyone's guess. It's obvious that's what he was doing. Like, you got to be kidding me. I want to see him. Here's another one. I'm looking at it. I got to see this. Fastball.
Everybody knows what sign they're going with now.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows what sign they're going with right now, George. Here we go.
I'm like watching this, like I can't even believe it. He actually was doing that, but whatever. You know what the funny thing is?
He is a little loopy.
He is loopy, but I'm not that intimidated by Zach Greinke on the mound anymore. Are you? Like, I mean, he's good.
I've never been intimidated by Zach Greinke on the mound. You watch Zach Greinke pinch in the postseason, and then you really find out why you're not intimidated by Zach Greinke.
Right, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not afraid of him if I'm the Yankees or anybody. I think anyone can beat him. But tonight he was acting like he's some kind of badass still or something. Is that what that was? I need to know because it's driving me nuts. No, anyway, here's the deal. So I saw as well the matchups, right? Did we already know this? I mean, this is locked in stone now. Bucks Magic, Raptors Nets, Celtics Sixers, Heat Pacers is automatic, right? That's the Eastern Conference playoff set. We don't know the West.
Yeah, the East is set because now Philadelphia cannot catch Indiana or Miami for that 4-5. So everybody is locked in the East. You're 100% right. And we talked about this yesterday on Coast to Coast. The series there in the East that everybody is going to be having a lot of fun with is that Heat Pacers, Jimmy Butler and Warren and all those guys. You know, that's going to be the series that has all the highlights on it.
Because they don't like each other.
Yeah, and you like that. You like to have a little bit of juice because, let's be fair, these other series, you know, Milwaukee and Orlando is going to be awful. The Nets have been very spunky in the bubble, but you said they're not going to beat Toronto. They're not going to beat the Raptors in a 7-game series. And I don't think that Philadelphia is healthy enough. Normally, a Philadelphia-Boston series would have a little bit of juice to it, but no Simmons, Embiid walking around as usual like he could be hurt. I don't see how they beat the Celtics. I just don't.
So they're going to have Nike is launching Mamba Week. They're going to have a week. They honor Kobe Bryant's career and impact on the athletic industry starting August 23rd, which is a week from next Monday. Next Monday is the 17th. Nike launching Mamba Week. Very excited. 8/23, they'll launch it, which would have been the Lakers' iconic 42nd birthday. That would have been his birthday. The following day, 24, they'll celebrate the jerseys worn by Bryant during his career. The Mamba Week concept follows the naming of Nike celebration of Bryant's final NBA game, the April 13, 2016 performance, Mamba Day at Staples. The week-long slate of programming and product launches will mark the first time Nike has released Bryant's coveted signature sneakers or jerseys since his death. My buddy told me, by the way, that he lives like a mile from where that helicopter crashed in Calabasas. My buddy lives there, and he's a film maker. He makes movies, and he made a movie that's out now on Amazon Prime called Groupers. It's a bizarre movie about two homophobic guys in like Los Angeles that just, you can't even make this stuff up, this crazy movie of what happens to these two guys. That they get their own medicine served to them. They get lunch served to them. I'm telling you, you got to see this. But my buddy made the movie, Anderson Cowan. He used to produce my radio show in Los Angeles for All on a Bench at Westwood One. And he eventually started making movies, and he's made, that's his first movie. And it won some acclaim at some film festivals, and it's on Amazon Prime now. You can actually search it, see it. It's trippy. It's bizarre. It's controversial. I know that some people might be offended by it, but it is what it is. And if you can't handle it, then, you know, have a sandwich. I can handle everything. You know what I mean? I can handle anything. So I watch anything without any kind of, like, I don't get into, like, I don't go see a shrink or anything when I go see a controversial movie or documentary or things about any walks of life, you name it, race, religion, sexual orientation, or otherwise. I can see anything, and I'm pretty adaptable. I'm pretty cool. So there you go. Mamba Week coming up. Anyway, my friend lives a mile from where that happened. Nike has confirmed an ongoing commitment to celebrate Bryant through product releases that will ultimately benefit funding for youth sports initiatives, which is great. It's also, it'll fund all those youth sports initiatives because they're going to make so many hundreds of millions of dollars and billions of dollars off of Kobe Bryant's name and likeness, right? That's really what it spells out in Portuguese. They're just going to keep making money off of Kobe Bryant, and his, and Vanessa is going to make a lot of money, and her kids are going to make a lot of money. That's just all there is to it, right? They've already got the Mamba, the Kobe Bryant shoe collection at Nike, sickening. I even said this on the air before, right? That his shoes are no joke, like in terms of their price. Like, I have like several pairs of his shoes, and they're expensive. They're no joke. Some of his shoes are, I mean, ultra expensive, like out of control expensive. So, and you know, the bottom line is Jordans are ultra expensive too. And LeBron's are $210, $220. For it, I got seven pairs of those. I know, believe me, I know. I like LeBron shoes. I wear them, I play in them, and they're $200+. Trust me. Even cheap ones, like his older ones that are out of date now, are still like $175. You can't get a break on those no matter what. But I got a pair the other day. Remember I told you the story that 34C got me the same pair of shoes? She got me the same Air Jordans for my birthday as she got me like Father's Day?
Yes.
So I took them back and I got another pair of LeBrons. I got some low cut LeBron 17s that are sick. I got three pairs of the 17s. I got a pair I'm in now, purple. They're black and purple. And I got a white and like all these colors, like, you know, teal and orange and blue and all this other stuff. And then I got this cream pair of low cut LeBrons. They're like cream. They're so badass. They're so clean and badass. I won't even wear them. That's how nice they are. When the guy said, you want to try them on? I'm like, don't touch those shoes, dude. Don't touch those, bro. Just give me the box, son. Give me the box. Don't touch anything. In fact, one guy came out. He said the back heel was bent. I go, give me another pair, son. You got to be clean. So, I don't know. I saw the Jimmy Butler calls out CP3. He said that CP3 threw a ball at, I think, Robinson or something, or in the game, and then like in the corner, I don't know, he threw a ball at him, and then like it got all crazy, and then Butler said, you throw a ball at my guy, you're gonna have to deal with me. It's not happening. You're not throwing balls at my shooters. It's just not happening. I don't care who you are. So now there's tension there. I love it. Morenci is back. Sports Rage coming up. He's been in the City by the Bay in San Francisco for his 50th. Happy belated. Morenci, that's great. You're quarantining now for 14 days. That's the rule of the law, the rule of the land. And what did you think of Vancouver just scored on the power play to go up 2-1 on the Blues. What do you think of the City by the Bay, San Francisco? I live there. I work there. It's a cool spot. I know you had a lot of fun.
Well, I tell you what, Scotty, yeah, I know. And I know I used to listen to you, actually, when I was living in L.A., actually. I think you were based out of the city right. At the time. I'd been there briefly before, but I had never, like, settled down and went out and partied and, you know, and spent – I was only there 4 days. It's amazing, Scott. I didn't realize that, you know, it's actually warmer in September and October than it is in August there. So it's a little bit brisk, man. There's a chill. It's a tough town, man. That ain't Lipstick City like you call it, Scotty. That's a tough town, San Francisco. Yet I really loved it. The food was amazing, man. People laid back, like no one in your face. Like, you know, like the most dangerous people weren't the homeless people or the grifters on the street, but the pack of like seagulls that were starving and attacking people. But yeah, right. great city. I really, really enjoyed it. Great food. Great people. And you know what, Scott? You can get anything you want delivered to your hotel room at like 1 a.m. there.
Yeah, you can. That is awesome, dude. Well, I followed your trip. You had some great videos and everything else. All right, Morenci, enjoy the hockey tonight. Have a great show. I'll talk to you soon. Good luck with the quarantine and everything. My man, happy 5-0. Going to the back nine now, your boy, Morenci. All right, Carver High, great show. Good night, everybody.